Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. And today is Tuesday Talk, episode 149. My topic is Give Others a Chance. But before I get to today's topic, there's a call-in from Mark Wallring from Yawning Owlbear. Take it away, Mark.
Hey, Larry. Mark from the Yawning Owlbear. I just want to say I appreciate what guys like you do to help generate the revenue to get it out to these charities, especially the ones that helped my grandfather when he was first born. He had a condition where his legs were reversed, and I believe it was Shriners Medical Hospital or Children's Medical Hospital was able to help get him through that with the donations like what you and myself have done. It was a last minute deal, but I finally got my donation in, and I wish I could have seen the stream at Gary's house. I mean, I can only imagine what an honor that must have been to play a game there where it all began, you know. But hey, keep it up, man. Keep the mugs full and keep the stories coming.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call in. I believe this is your first time calling into my show. I really appreciate that. And I'm glad that Shriners Hospital could help your grandfather. And thank you for your kind words. All I did was indulge a desire to fulfill my gamer passion. It was for a good cause, so that didn't hurt either. So I really appreciate your lifting me up. We all need that sometimes. And thank you for your donation. Every little bit helps. And, well, I say it's no big deal, but of course, for the people that need the Children's Hospital, it is a big deal. So I don't want to downplay that, but anyway, for those that are able to give, it's always a good thing if you're able to do so. And I really appreciate everybody that helped us reach our goal. And the video on demand will be available sometime in a week or so. The video for my game that I ran will be available on my YouTube channel. And when that's available, I'll be spreading it around on social media. So now on to today's topic. So give others a chance. I was reminded of that after my experience of gaming on the first ever live stream of D&D from Gary Gygax's old house this past Saturday. And I recall the topic that I've meant to do a blog post on in the past, and I just never seemed to get around to writing that blog post. So I'll do a podcast. So people are really desirous of getting into a game of original D&D, original Traveler, original Gamma World, original Metamorphosis Alpha with the creators of those games or the editors of those games. And it's seen as a badge of pride, a badge of honor, a bucket list item for many gamers. And it's really cool to get to play in their games and see how they do it and just say, hey, I gamed with so-and-so. Well, a few years ago at GaryCon, this whole thing was driven home. I played in a game with Frank Mincer, and yes, I know a lot of people have a low opinion of Frank Mincer after his meltdown on social media a couple years ago and other things he said that haven't been popular. And so, irrespective of that, this was before that whole hullabaloo. So that's all I want to say about that. But anyway, I was in this game, and one of the other persons at the table, Frank, knew by name because this fellow had played in every possible game he could get into at conventions all over the country where Frank was running games. And as I thought about it, that bothered me because it's hard to get into these games. because there's only so many games that they run at each convention, and there's only so many seats around the table, and if you don't get click on the item before everybody else does, you're not going to get in. And it occurred to me that while this person may have the quote-unquote right, as it's his money and time that he's investing, it's also preventing others who've never had a chance to play with that person a chance to play. And so my philosophy is, once I play with the old guard, so to speak, or the big names in role-playing games that I want to play with, I don't try to get into another one of their games. So I can rattle off the list of the ones that I've played with. I mentioned Frank Mincer, Ernie Gygax, Luke Gygax, Jim Ward. I got to play with Errol Otis in a game that Jim Ward ran. Tim Kask. And so most of the old guard that is left from the early days of TSR that did games that I was influenced by, I've played with them. And now that I've done so, I'm not trying to rush in and play more games with them, because I don't want to fill up a slot that maybe somebody whose only chance to play with this person isn't going to happen because I took their seat. So I think it's only fair to consider other people and let them have their moment to play with somebody that they've always wanted to play with. So that's all I'm saying. And because the GaryCon has events where you can sign up to play at Gary's house, since I finally played at Gary's house for the fundraiser, I don't need to attempt to take that slot at GaryCon so others can have that chance. And if there's a future live stream for Extra Life from Gary's house, I've already said I'll do it again, but I see that as different because you have to be invited by the coordinator. If you're not invited, then you're not going to get in. And if the coordinator doesn't know you, hasn't played a game with you, you're not going to get invited. And I was just amazed that I was on the short list of those being invited to play. And of course, my answer was yes. And if asked again, my answer will be yes. We had a lot of fun, and all the other donation things that affected the rolls was hilarious. Now that I've done it once, it'll be a breeze next time because I won't be wondering how it's going to work. So anyway, back to topic. Related to that topic of gaming with the quote-unquote big names of role-playing games, if you want somebody's signature or want a picture with them, please don't come up during a game and interrupt the game. Those of us that are sitting at the table expect our full time. We don't get a full 4 hours because you got to stop 10 minutes early. And then you may start late because the table ahead of you didn't end 10 minutes early like they were supposed to and clean up their mess. So every moment you get is precious. And interrupting the flow of the game, I don't think that's right. I've had some people that are running the games that are the big names say, oh, come on up, I don't mind. Well, the person running the game may not mind, but the people sitting at the table may want to have their time with the game. You pay for it, you take the time out of your schedule at the limited amount of time at the con to be there, you should get your time. People wanting autographs and pictures should catch people between games or when there's a break halfway through for a biological or when they're done. And if you can't find the person, you know, you're stalking them at the table what they're running a game. Well, be a better stalker and stalk them when they're not in the middle of a game so you can get your quick picture or get them to sign your book. I think good manners and common sense and politeness need to be a bigger thing. I've seen this from people of all ages, from teenagers on up, acting that way. And I just think we all need to be a little bit more considerate of our fellow gamers and give everybody a chance. That's the whole idea behind RPGs. Everybody's welcome. Everybody should get a chance to play. Well, that is everybody that's there in the spirit of the game to have fun and be respectful of others. In the same way, you should be respectful of the time and commitment of others and not be interrupting games. And once you've had your moment in the sun to be in a game with the big name that you've always wanted to spend some time with, step aside so somebody else can get a seat at the table. Because unfortunately, these individuals won't be here forever. And I waited too long to get back into serious gaming and going to conventions, and I never got a chance to game with Gary Gygax or Meet the Man or Dave Arneson and so on and so forth. So everybody deserves a moment to meet their heroes, those they respect, those big names that influenced them in their gaming life. And once you've had your moment to be giddy with excitement or whatever the experience is for you, let others have their experience with that moment, with that person. So that's really all I wanted to say. We all want our chance to shine in the spotlight as a player. We should all have our chance to sit at the table with the game designer that means a lot to us. So that's it for today. I thank you all very much for listening. I hope you've had an awesome day or are having an awesome day. And as always, game on.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Sateen Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Sateen Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!